And so it comes to pass that Caesar does in fact cross past the river Rubicon with all his soldiers. An act of treason and of war that no one's dared before, but people say that Caesar had good reason. But there will be no bloodshed in the city proper, and his rival senators with all their pretties have now fled to gather armies for the war. They're not in Rome anymore. Pompey, the famous general, Caesar's old friend and co-counsel, will lead the opposition force against him. Caesar leaves Mark Antony in Rome while he and all his finest troops begin pursuit of their new enemies. Pharsalus, a battle Maximus. Pharsalus decides the fate of us. It all looks well for Caesar till he makes a bad maneuver, leaving his whole army all cut off, exposed and trapped. And so the battle stage is set. Pompey with more than twice the men, the higher ground, the food and all advantage. Caesar's army's worn out, tired and starving. The noose has tightened, and the Titan now must make his final stand. Pharsalus, a battle Maximus. Pharsalus, where Caesar may go bust.